Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Well, hello there. Happy Wednesday, angels. So this lovely topic was actually brought to my attention by my editor, JT. I was thinking, like, what should I talk about in this week's episode? And also, given the fact that the reality is that I still don't know how to make, I guess, podcast collaboration episodes. So I hope you're not sick of me yet. So today we're actually going to be talking about analysis paralysis. Now, what exactly does that mean? I know it sounds like a very fancy term, and it's just a more complicated way of saying overthinking. And I'm getting my research and facts, you know, from one of my favorite websites, which is Healthline, and also mixed with my own personal, you know, observations and opinions and things like that. So, okay. In life, I think what paralyzes us is not only fear, but also, again, that overthinking, that analysis paralysis. So you might find yourself spending a lot of time researching options to, you know, ensure that you're making the best choice for yourself. And you got to be careful of this. You know why? Because this also leads to procrastination. And hey, I'm totally guilty of it myself. And it's unfortunate because it keeps you stuck in limbo. Now, let's take a pause here. So, you know how I usually give you guys a little update about me and how my weekend went? So, I'm going to be honest. You guys know it's my favorite thing to do ever. And who knows, maybe one day it'll be a visual podcast. I don't know. So we can like be cozy together and just like, I don't know. I just want you to like catch a vibe and just feel like you're just, I don't know, in your car listening to me. Maybe you're working out listening to me. I see you, babe. I see what you're doing. And you know what? You're getting hot and you're showing up and you're doing the work. And I'm so proud of you. So my week, the past 2 weeks have been quite difficult for me. To be transparent, I have a system now with my editor where I do film a month ahead of schedule. So yeah, I mean, see, this is why you should listen to the podcast, because then you guys know some things that, hey, people on my channel probably don't know. So yes, I film a month ahead of schedule. And if you would have told me that, you guys know, if you've been rocking with me for quite some time, that, hey, like, you're going to be this girl that, like, you go from inconsistent and just like so much imposter syndrome and that analysis paralysis sort of going on to being ahead of schedule, and like somehow I'm still just as busy. But I will be honest and say, like, it's so amazing to have like such a great, you know, support system and team. And I'm really, really grateful for, you know, my editor, you know, JT. He's like absolutely incredible and helps me a lot. So it's, that definitely does contribute, you know, finding the right team and things like that. But I don't know. I don't know if it's retrograde or whatever it is. I know. I want to explain to you guys actually kind of what retrograde is. Let me actually Google it, because I feel like a lot of people may not know exactly what that means. So I'm going to search it up for you. What does retro, I'm typing it as I'm literally talking to you guys right now, mean? So we're going to search it up. And retrograde, basically, it says when a planet appears to go backwards in its orbit, okay, as viewed from Earth. So the opposite of retrograde is direct or prograde in motion. And I think essentially like how it affects us is, okay, there can be relationship challenges, communication challenges, something to do with technology. And hello, like, please tell me I'm not alone in this. Were you guys like experiencing that too? I just felt like, I don't know, just, this was affecting my sleep so bad, guys. Like, I am not, sleeping is my hobby. Yeah, sleeping is my middle name. Hello, how are you? I honestly feel, even as I'm recording this at this ungodly hour, I feel like this was such a struggle for me. Like, so much so, right? I'm going to let you guys in on, hey, another transparent moment. So I went to SoulCycle. I've been getting 4 hours of sleep pretty much every night. Like, I went to bed at 4:30 in the morning, and not because I wanted to and I was forcing myself to stay up, but simply only because like I literally could not like go to sleep. And even then at 4:30, I was forcing myself to go to sleep, and I was just like, oh, like what's going on? So I scheduled a class because I really wanted to force my sleeping schedule back into play. So I'm like, okay, the only way to do this is to force myself to wake up. So what do? I literally schedule a SoulCycle class with one of my friends and I meet her there. Guys, I get there. I get on the bike. Okay. I'm obsessed with like SoulCycle. I kind of want to be a aspiring fitness nomad where it's like, I'm doing Tracy Anderson. Okay. I'm doing Rumble. Okay. I'm doing Soul. Okay. I'm doing Solid Core. Like, I'm doing all the elite of the elite. Okay. That is all. And that is it. Anyways, that's another subject for another day. And I get there. I'm about 15 minutes into my ride or even less. And all of a sudden I feel sick. Like something is about to happen to me. I feel like I'm about to like puke immediately. And this has never happened to me before. Like, I don't have a weak stomach. I'm not the girl that's like, oh, I have to eat before I work out. In fact, I prefer to not eat before I work out because I get a better workout in when I don't eat. Like, literally, that's just how my body functions. I don't have high blood pressure, low blood pressure. I'm not hyperglycemic, as you call it. Nothing. Like, literally, I have nothing going on. And so I know that it had nothing to do with my diet or anything like that. And in fact, I've been trying to eat a lot healthier because I'm on like a fitness journey right now myself. And yeah, it was bad. Let's just say you have to listen to your body. So I tapped my friend and I managed to say to her, because I felt like there was something seriously wrong, and like, I'm not trying to be a little TMI, but hey, we're girlfriends, right? So I literally felt like I was going to puke, and I tapped her and I said, hey, I have to like go to the bathroom. Like, pretty much that's what I said. But I told her, to be honest, that I have to pee. And she goes, oh, okay, go. Mind you, if you guys know SoulCycle, it's dark in the room, thankfully. So I get off the bike. As I'm getting off the bike, I'm just trying to act normal. And as soon as I open the door, it's like the girls knew. So the girls in the front desk, like, they're amazing. They were rushing to the door because I think they're just trained that like, you don't get up in the middle of like a biking, like a soul session and leave, because it is distracting because it's dark in the room and you're letting in light. So they know anytime the door opens, like, what is going on? They have to figure out what's going on. I was gagging. Like, this has never happened to me before. Like, I've also only thrown up twice in my life. I know that's crazy. I'm 27 years old. I know this is like TMI for some people, but I've only ever been sick when I was 5 and when I was 25. Yeah. And so it's not a familiar feeling to me. So I was just like confused. Like, do I push my body more or no? Like, so I just knew. I got off, and when I got out, like, I was gagging. I was so scared. I could barely like speak. And they're asking me if I'm okay. And I managed to say, like, I'm fine. I just want to go to the bathroom. So I like close the door and I lock myself in the bathroom and I'm just like gagging, like, please, like, do not let me be this girl where I'm like actually going to puke. I also don't have anything to puke. Like, I don't understand what's going on right now. And luckily, other than that, I felt completely fine. Like, I wasn't dizzy or feeling hot or anything. Like, it's just, it was weird. It was like, I literally was not even nauseous. I would not have gone if I was actually nauseous. And I don't know what happened. Like, that kind of happened like six more times, that sort of like dry heaving sort of thing, which was weird. And then I splashed cold water on my face. I breathed in and breathed out like very deeply. And I was completely fine. I did not go back in there because, of course, I was nervous. And like, I'm a hypochondriac, so I feel like I handled that situation so well. Yeah, kind of FYI. And I'm absolutely going back. If you think that's going to stop me, absolutely not. Because to me, that was circumstantial. I've taken like now 11 Soul Cycle classes and counting. And that has never happened. And I think it was honestly something I ate that like messed with me, because I think I was feeling weird kind of like the whole day a little bit. Like, I didn't eat until like, I think like 9:30 at night pretty much. And, you know, like when you take longer to eat and things like that, like you don't get hungry. Like, your appetite isn't as big. I don't know if that makes sense. Anyways, back to what I was saying. That was just a fun fact, little update. Not even really a fun fact, but just an update on like how my day was pretty much. So yes, when things are in retrograde, it was really affecting my sleep. And I say all that to say that it was a struggle for me, Angels. Like, I felt like I was really tested with all the seeds that I've been planting. Like, you guys know, I digitized my life pretty much. I don't know what it is, but it's like when you get an iPad, like I have the iPad Pro, and I don't know. It's like all of a sudden, I feel like I got my life together because I got an iPad Pro. Like, I can't believe it happened like this, but geez, it did. And I love it. And I struggled. I struggled to, like, I'm going to bed at crazy hours of the morning and I can't help it. The other day, like last Sunday, I literally was in bed, okay, at 10 p.m. I did not sleep until 5:30 a.m. So it's not like I'm even out all night doing anything. That's not even what's going on. And I couldn't sleep until 5:30. I don't think you understand. That is torture. All my normal things that would help me sleep, my weighted blanket, my meditation, all of these things were just like not working for me. And I was like, what is happening? And then on top of that, I'm having dreams, which I also don't have dreams. So it's very odd. I'm sleeping less, dreaming more. Like, yeah, no, like, retrograde is supposed to end on the 17th, and geez, I already am starting to feel better. What is, like, today is what? I actually don't even know the date of today. Today is Wednesday, the 13th, I believe. So we got about 4 days left, and I cannot wait. My point is, okay, that I was tested to put all the things into action, and it was hard. Okay, to return back to my routine. I was struggling. I was waking up. I was on my phone, which I normally don't ever do. Okay, that was also delaying me. Okay, and then I was just like stuck in overthinking and doing all these things. My point is, Angels, I'm sure there's something in our lives that we really want to do. Okay, and when you take too long to make certain decisions, sometimes it is possible to miss the boat, okay? And when you have this perfectionistic, which I think I'm starting to realize is not a good thing, and I am someone that considers myself to be perfectionistic, and I have yet to see something like super great come from it. It's like here and there you'll be like really, really proud of the things that you accomplish, and you kind of celebrate like that, you know. Oh, well, I like everything a certain way and I like it to be perfect. But it's like, in all actuality, if you are someone that is perfectionistic, when have you ever actually really felt like something was perfect? And like that feeling never comes. It's so weird. So I'm realizing that these are just all just cousins, overthinking, perfectionistic qualities. These are all just cousins, okay? And these are all things that keep you where you are. Let's say, for instance, right? You want to start a channel. You want to do something different, okay? And being on social media is a different animal, okay? And you're just thinking, okay, I need this camera. I need this type of setup. I need this. I need that. Now, next thing you know, you're overwhelmed, right? You're looking so objectively at the situation. Of course, you're going to be overwhelmed. Let me tell you something. There's one thing I've also learned on my journey is to take it easy on myself, is to take it easy on how I feel sometimes. And it's not easy, okay? It's not easy to take it easy. You have to. Otherwise, you're going to find yourself just like frustrated. Like, I was going through the weirdest emotions. I went from like kind of always one way. I wouldn't consider myself to be a moody person. My mood is pretty much just the same all the time. At least I really strive for it to be just like happy pretty much, you know, or just like, you know, not really like in like a negative way, but like, hey, like, you know, open for something fun and exciting to happen. Kind of like that, like very optimistic. And there was a day like last week where I was just overwhelmed, doomed with like extreme sadness. I just started overthinking about everything. What is life? What is the meaning of life? What is it going to be for me? Oh my gosh, where am I going to be next year? What's going to happen? And I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? Like, I'm like spiraling when I know that, like, not only am I proud of myself for, you know, what you guys have helped me accomplish. We just hit 200,000 subscribers. This is something I've always dreamed of. And not to mention, now I'm consistent with YouTube. I have a system. I am proud of those things. Like, this is all I've ever wanted at one point, you know? And you have to be careful that, like, when you turn around, it's like nothing is almost good enough for you. And I paid attention to that. And that's why this time when I reached this milestone, it was a lot different for me. But the point is that overthinking, let's say you wake up at 12, you know, p.m., if I didn't have my schedule, I would think, okay, my schedule definitely said I should have woke up at 8 a.m., but sure, still get things done. Or I could sit and dwell and overthink, okay, the whole day's messed up now. Like, it's not going to be the same. Like, of course, it's not going to feel the same. There's a different momentum if you're a morning person versus someone that's just like, you know, I don't know, you're nocturnal or whatever the case is. I like mornings. I like to be up in the morning time, okay? I just feel like the energy is different. The people are different. Like, I just like it, okay? And also, I understand the science and health behind, you know, we have our circadian, you know, rhythm, and our liver is supposed to detox around 3 a.m. If you're like, there's like a certain clock that your body is on when you get X amount of sleep and you sleep at a certain hour, and sleeping super late is going to, you know, produce more cortisol, which is going to make you more stressed, and it's going to add to the waistline. And we do not want that, okay? If you have a channel, like I was saying, let's say that you want to start and you get so overwhelmed with all of the things that you feel like you have to have, you're never going to start. You know why? Because you're going to be so stuck in, I got to get this camera and I got to get that camera, you know, that equipment and all these things. And I get it. Trust me, I'm a very, what I call a gear person. I like to have all the gear, right? Whenever I'm doing something, I need to have everything to set me up for success. Okay. I go to Soul Cycle. Okay. I need to have my like Soul Cycle sneakers that are super cute, my own SPD clips, everything. Like, I get it. I understand. But sometimes when you can't, you just can't. And like, I'm living proof of that. Like, I'm going on vacation, and don't worry, I'm still going to be uploading. You guys are not going to notice that I'm gone. And that's in like a week. And you guys know how it is when you're like going away. It's like, why am I getting stressed about doing something that's supposed to be a vacation. Okay, let me change my perception of this. Instead of paralyzing myself with like, okay, what do I need to do? All right, I got to get this outfit because I want to get this Instagram picture. And I realized, hey, you know what? If I get a picture, great. If I don't, great. I don't care. You know, I'm there to just actually relax. I'm not there to like just take Instagram pictures or really any at all. I'd like to experience what that's going to be like. I want to know I'm making this decision ahead of time so that I'm not stuck being so overwhelmed and paralyzed with fear of what is my next move to make. Sometimes the right answer is just the easiest one, right? Sometimes you just got to start. Think about a time where you've just over, you know, analyzed something. You just overthink, you know, that's not a word. You overanalyze something. What did that really lead you to? Yeah, a spiral. You felt like a disaster. Okay. And I think that it's important that we learn to recognize these things, right? As it pertains to a solution for overthinking and not keeping yourself paralyzed in fear. Okay. It's good, of course, to think about big choices and, you know, the possible impact on your life. But you also have to be able to differentiate what is the difference between a healthy decision and analysis paralysis. You know, and in this article that I'm actually referencing from Healthline, you know, this therapist in Tarzana, California, her name is Vicky Botnick. She says that usually our decision-making process involves quickly building a list of a full range of possibilities. And then just as quickly, we begin narrowing the list down, crossing the outliers and choices that feel obviously unsuitable. So the process of elimination tends to take place in a relatively short time, you know? But the difference with analysis paralysis is that you feel like you are like drowning in like the possibilities. You can't seem to like, you know, come up with like any sort of, you know, solid solution of any sort. And that's what keeps you stuck. You know, you feel like you're stretching yourself like beyond all borders. You know what I mean? Like it just feels like a swamp, like you're drowning in the possibilities and then you have no solution. And think about this, like really think about this. You're going to drown. I feel like I was tested by all the things that I was implemented. I kind of feel like, you know, I had some momentum going. I was feeling really good. Like everything was going well. Then next thing you know, I am waking up and I'm going on my phone. I'm like in bed for 2 hours. I'm like, we're not going to do that anymore. What's going on here? And then I kind of can't stop doing it. And I'm like, it's already late. Like, it's just like your whole life just sort of changes. And I feel like as I was thinking to myself, I found myself like when my mind was idle, I was overthinking. What, like I told you, like, what is the meaning of life? What's going to happen to me? All these different things. And it's like, let tomorrow worry about tomorrow. Yeah. Let tomorrow worry about tomorrow. Focus on today. What do you need to do today? I need to be here and I need to be now. And it's so hard. It's so hard to do things like this. I understand. I'm a human being too. I go through the same exact things as you guys. I'm not different. You know, I think at the end of the day, it's always going to seem like someone knows a lot about something when it's just not your field of expertise, right? So I want you guys to understand that. Like at the end of the day, I have, you know, the awareness and the understanding that none of us are exempt from certain things, but life really is about perception. And I want you guys to understand the power of that and the power of perception, okay? Because you have to be able to think, okay, what am I dealing with? What are the cards that I'm dealt with right now? And how am I going to handle it? What decision can I make right now about something? Okay. And a lot of the times, it's usually the easiest one, but we just don't want to accept it. Let's put it in a very simple situation. Let's say you're with a guy. You're vacillating between ending things with him or staying and being unhappy, but really happy when you're happy. And it's always like that. Spoiler alert. When you're happy, you're really happy. And then when you're sad, you're just really sad. You know, think about that. You have a choice to make. And it's, if you tell this to a person from the outside looking in, they'll say, hey girl, well, if he's making you feel like, you're not really feeling the best. The lows are low. Okay. All time low. Like it's horrible. What is our brain going to do? Automatically try and highlight the good. And that's what's making us vacillate. You're not able to make a decision quickly. So you're going to just stay. You think you're doing something by like giving yourself time and trying to weigh out. Should you stay? And then you start overthinking. Well, I have been with this person for 3 years. I don't want to start over. I saw my life with this person. And you just stay stuck. Overthinking is never going to bring you to a good place. Overthinking is never going to bring you to a good place. It is only in making, sound decisions that, again, they do not sound decisions. Yes, sometimes will require a little bit of time. I will admit that. But as it pertains to being perfectionistic, which is what I believe a lot of this is rooted in, the analysis paralysis, sometimes you just have to jump. Sometimes you just have to go. You have to do. That is all. That is it. And that is what I feel like I learned. Even in the past two weeks where I was struggling. And I say, you know what? I've come too far to come this far. What do I always say? Like Will Smith said, you fail forward. I'm telling you, you don't feel the same. The way that I fail, quote unquote, right now is completely incongruous to the way that I failed in the past. You don't fail the same. You don't fail the same. You don't feel the same either. I think it's important to start to learn to trust yourself to make sound decisions when you're constantly vacillating in things. You're never going to ever feel safe. I don't want you guys to know that. There's never going to feel like there's a right time. Like what did Chris Brown say? Never a right time to say goodbye. But we know that we gotta go our separate ways. Like that song is just really good. Well, that line is really good. Let's put it like that. It's true. There's never a right time and you have to go your separate ways with certain things, like make the decision, cut the cord, rip the band-aid, do it now. I'm telling you, there's so much bravery in making the final decision. I was waiting even for myself, I'm overthinking, when I come back to YouTube, I want to do this, I want to do that. I ended up sitting on videos before I started consistently uploading again. I was sitting on two videos specifically that I uploaded. I think I recorded once each month. So that was two videos in a month that I had. And I was sitting on that for 3 months, those two videos. And I thought to myself, wait a second, what am I waiting for? What momentum did I seem to think that this was going to give me? And it's just the only decision that I had to make was just to go. But in my head, it's no, I need it to be perfect. When I do this, then I would like to have this amount done by this time. And it's the way that it happened for me, it's weird. It ended up happening way better than I ever imagined. But at the same time, I mean, I had to make a decision. And I was why am I holding on to these videos? I just need to post it. What time do I think would be better to do this? I just went. I just jumped and I went along with that momentum. And it's always going to feel scary when you're doing something that you've never done before. It's always going to feel like that. But go and just be brave. There's a song for that too. I don't know why I'm so singy, but it's like, you know, say what you want to say. I want to see you be brave. I want to see you be brave. I don't want to see you paralyzed by fear, overthinking all these things that stems from you not trusting yourself. And that's what you have to do. You have to have faith in the unseen because you are so certain that what you want for your life is very possible for you. That is the faith that is required for you to reach the new levels in your life that you need to reach. I need you guys to understand that. That is what you need. And I promise you, it is so worth it. It is so worth it every time. And when I look back, of course, you know, eyesight, or what do they say? Hindsight is 20/20. And I couldn't agree more. If I had to like look back, would I want to do everything all over again? No. But I will be honest and say that I'm glad that it happened because every single thing made me exactly the woman that I am right now, today, able to help you guys that may be experiencing the same thing. And I want you to know that you're going to be fine and that it's gonna work out for you. And that if you are someone that is an overthinker, I have videos like this on my channel too, where I talk about procrastination. I talk about imposter syndrome. And these are things that I have dealt with personally myself. You can and you will overcome, okay? You want to make these, you know, small decisions. It starts small, right? Getting granular, like I said. Learn to make small choices quickly, right? Whether that's restaurant dinner, picking out what you want at the menu, okay? This all stems from you learning to trust yourself, okay? And hey, you might feel some anxiety, okay? But you need to sit in that decision, okay? And I understand it's hard because avoiding, what I want you to know is avoiding decision making can have a very crazy effect on you, increasing your anxiety, stomach issues, panic attacks, all these different things. And this just simply means you got to work on your confidence because you got to learn to trust yourself. Who knows you better than anyone else? You. Only you. Okay? You can boost your confidence by encouraging your self-talk, thinking back on decisions that, hey, turned out well, and reminding yourself that it's okay to make mistakes. I need you to trust your instincts, okay? Gut feelings serve you well if you let them, okay? I always say this, you have to trust your intuition, okay? Like, lean into that and practice the acceptance, okay? If something's uncomfortable, that's okay. Sit with it. All that means is your brain is pushing you to keep thinking, but this can be exhausting, okay? So you have to understand, it's okay. These things, they're going, these feelings, let them pass through you and out of you. Don't fight them. Let them pass through you and out of you. Okay? And understand this, get comfortable with uncertainty. It happens. We won't always have the answer for everything. I know we want to, but it just doesn't work like that. We don't have the answers for everything all the time. And that is something that I've learned. I've learned to be okay with uncertainty. The older that I become, I realize that sometimes there are things that happen and it's kind of like, well, what the heck was that? I didn't need that lesson. That didn't make any sense to me. It happens. It's okay. You're right where you need to be. Be here. Be now. That is it. And of course, you guys know I'm a huge advocate of mental health. It's something that I take extremely serious. And I'm someone that is in therapy myself, and I think it's important to externally process. And I encourage you guys always, always to do the same. It can't hurt you, can only help you. And if you have a poor experience with a therapist, there are a million other people that are out there, and I encourage you guys to reach out and seek that help, you know, if you need some. And you guys are, you know, always remember that you guys are on the right path. Everything that's happening to you is happening for the greater good, for your highest good. Believe that without a shadow of a doubt. Okay, angels, that is the end of this podcast episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Thank you for hanging out with me, talking to me. With that being said, I will speak to you guys next week. Tomorrow we have an amazing video, okay? And if you have not watched yesterday's video, make sure that you do that. Yesterday I posted on the types of friends that you should avoid. I think it's a really entertaining video. With that being said, I will speak to you angels next week. I love you and God loves you. Mwah.